I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, everybody. It's the Title IX Podcast and the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. I'm Steph Copley with my friend Elisa Woods, who has a badass hat on tonight.
Heck yeah.
I think it's the hat we talked about on our last podcast, right?
Is it?
Yeah, I think we did. It's the cheetah print Dodgers baseball cap, and it's delightful.
And I look like a sporty spice.
You do look like a sporty spice, and your shoes are amazing, too. They're also cheetah.
Yep. Elisa's, you know, I always say, I'm always wearing cheetah, and if you can't see it, it's my underwear.
Is that what you always say? I do always say that, actually.
I've been saying that for years.
God.
Now the world knows.
I'm so grateful we got that. Our podcast tonight is sponsored by Jared's Mustache. Okay, the truth is, Jared asked me if he should do it, and I told him to do it, and he did it, and I don't hate it, and Elisa, admit it. Admit
it. I don't hate it, but I also don't want to date him, so as just like a fellow human, it's fine, but I'm just saying, ladies,
slide into Jared's DMs.
No, I think that there will be a drop-off.
What do you think, Jared? Has there been an objective drop-off yet?
It's this sample size is still too low.
With that, let's talk about the actual sponsor of our podcast, the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State. Ooh, it just about knocked over some shelves.
Oh my gosh, that can's about to fall off.
Intern Brandon worked really hard to put those up. So
I can't believe we've just allowed this terrible display to continue.
No, listen, I've almost knocked mine over about 45 times, and the one time you almost knock yours over, I'm like, oh.
We need to come in here and redo this.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, intern Brandon, who is no longer an intern.
I just got a cricket. I'm about to put live, laugh, love up here.
Intern Brandon got engaged this weekend. So
did he really?
Stop being mean to intern. Oh,
congratulations, Brandon. That's great.
He definitely isn't listening to this podcast.
Well, how do you know? We're friends on social media.
I'm pretty confident.
I'm sure I'm not friends with him on social media. Sorry.
You know, I think a couple weeks ago we were talking about how cold it was for the students at the Ivy College, but now now it feels like spring, so good for those kids.
I think it's still cold.
Tomorrow is supposed to be better.
Okay.
Tuesday is supposed to be better through the rest of the week.
Well, today was the day that I had off. I wanted it to be today.
Oh, yeah. I feel that. Give them their hooty-hoo.
Hooty-hoo.
They pay big money for that hooty-hoo.
Hooty-hoo.
Thanks to the Ivy College of Business, we love you. Okay, you can be done now. Okay. Our whole Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network is fueled by Cody Rhode and the other great spirits made by the Mississippi River Distilling Company. Guys, if you're not following them on social media, you should, because the drinks they post are beautiful.
And mostly because they retweet us a lot.
Well, we love each other. It's retweeting relationship.
It is. It's a
retweetership.
I'm trying to think of like a bromance, but like Twitter. Bromance?
Works for me.
I'll work on that, guys.
Okay, for next time. Let's do our super patron. Now, Cole did not give me the pronunciation of his last name, so
Cole?
I'm going to guess. I think it's Siders.
Okay,
it's Cole. Siders. Would you say Siders or Sitters?
I think Siders.
Siders, yeah. Well, Cole, Cole's dad graduated from Iowa State in 1990. This is great. He said before that his grandpa had season tickets to the team out east. So Cole would bring jerseys for each team to the Cy-Hawk game and put on the jersey of whoever was winning.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
But he said thankfully he ended up a Cyclone, graduated with an accounting degree in 2019. So thank you, Cole. We appreciate your support. I don't know. I'm just going to come out and say this. With what could possibly happen with our men's basketball coach, it might be a good time to sign on to become a super patron or join on the premium message board, just because there might be some insider nuggets coming if that were to play out.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't know anything. I don't have any information, but I'm just saying, what if?
I do.
I'm sure you
do. I got nothing. Absolute. I have less than the person standing out on the street out there.
At the ice cream shop across the street? Yeah.
The unnamed ice cream shop, because they don't sponsor podcast.
No free ads.
No free ads. Do you want to talk about men's basketball?
Unless you're the ice shop.
Oh, yeah. We gave them so much love, but they needed it. They're an ice shop.
They still need it.
Let's pray for 61-5 and fall.
If they ever want to advertise, then they know where to go.
That's right.
Heck yeah.
That's right. Do you want to talk about men's basketball at all? About senior night? Because I'm not going to give anything away, but your rant in our group chat, I don't think we can repeat it here.
I was thinking about Coleman Lands at one point was like 7-for-7.
Yeah, he had a nice game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was happy for him. Let me see. I did go on a rant and you guys just like didn't say anything.
That's I was beside myself. Jared was quite literally at a loss for words. He said that in his column. But then he found words.
I was working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, we can't repeat what you said.
No, we can't. But some of it is funny. That one call, like even if we were going to win, the refs just blew it with that one call where he's out of bounds, jumps.
Yeah.
Hits the ball and then lands back out of bounds again. And bro, you were 4 feet from it.
Did you see what happened today in the girls' state tournament?
This is proving to be a much more difficult call to make.
Quite literally the same thing. It ended in a buzzer-beating win.
Yeah, I was saying
that's
quite
crazy.
Literally the difference is that it was the last play of the game and it led to a bucket.
Was it the Ankeny Centennial?
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa. Yeah. That's why it was like the commentator was almost silent at the very end.
I actually listened to it a couple of times. And
it goes in.
Yeah, and I was like, well, that wasn't a very good call. And then I realized it was because I think he probably assumed she was out of bounds.
Oh, wow.
You should watch it. I feel really bad for the girl who was out of bounds because she's going to have to watch that clip from now until, everyone's going to be like, remember that time? And, but whatever.
I do want to say, though, that the fact that the game was even tied, like, there's a lot of variables that go into this.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they tied the game on a pass to the middle of the lane, hit by the defender into the basket.
Yes. Yeah.
And this isn't like they're throwing an alley-oop or something. No, the ball literally hit her hand and went in the basket. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
It's one of the weirdest, I don't know, 60 seconds?
You couldn't duplicate it if you tried.
I think that's true.
That's funny.
But it's just funny that I immediately thought the same thing, and I thought of Bloom, and I was like, you poor sap for trying to defend officials. It's not a good week for you, buddy.
Not a good. I think he even tweeted that was a bad call.
I mean, it was.
And then I also said that everything just seemed like it was a half second too late. Like the pick,
men's game, you're talking about?
In the men's game. Sorry, going back to the men's game. But everything, like the pass, the pick, like you just missed it by a half second. And I think
it's kind of the season in a...
Yeah, that's this season in a nutshell, is that they're just not quite sure if they're throwing it to the right place. They're not quite sure where they're supposed to be setting the pick. And that's... I will just leave this nugget right there. That's not a player issue.
I'm good with that. That's a good place to leave it.
I just think that it's really baffling now how every time that they've been in these close games, like, they just cannot make the play that you need to make to win the game.
Right.
And, that, I will say, that does, to an extent, probably come down to player things. And, I think there's some give and take there. There is a lot that I think is not a player thing, and we've talked about that plenty. But, when it's time to get a stop, and you're down two.
On defense, I'll agree with that.
And it's they had that situation with, 40-something seconds left. It's we get this stop, we get the ball, and we can go and win the game.
Yeah.
And they couldn't get the stop.
Yeah.
Someone drove right past and gave up a bucket.
Oh,
and it's those are the things that, that's happened a lot more than it probably should, So, those ones, that's a player deal. But there's a lot more to
it.
I'll
agree with that. I will just say that there aren't effective plays being called down the stretch to help us on the offensive side.
And it's amazing. I always criticize people for comparing Bill Fenley and Steve Prohm, but I'm going to do it here. It's just funny because Bill Fenley is so good at drawing plays, inbounds plays or plays coming out of the timeout. And it's just such a stark contrast right now. But, that's also years of building into that and execution and things like that. But.
Well, and it was because they went,
funny.
They called a timeout and then they came out and went 2-for-1, down two, or right? Were they down two? Yeah. And the three pointer that they took on the one, the first one of the 2-for-1
in the corner,
where it was completely like on 2K, it would have been 100% smothered,
right?
You know, and I sat there and I was like, okay, I understand you called a timeout, you want to get the 2-for-1, you ran a play. But there was also like 20 seconds on the shot clock still. Right. So it's not like they were in danger of losing the 2-for-1. They just took a bad shot.
Yeah.
You know? And like, those are the things that I just don't understand, where I'm like, you just called a timeout to run a play, and the play you, this is your play?
Yeah. No, I think that's exactly what Elisa's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like they call a timeout and then just run a play for an inbounds play, not for a scoring play. Like, well, you should just
let more to this, right?
You should just left him out there to play if you weren't going to call up a play to like put the ball in the basket.
I also think there's something to be said for the fact that, and I don't think it's any secret right now, these teams that they're playing, they're not getting anybody's best shot.
Yeah. Right.
Like, every team that they've played, except sans TCU and probably Kansas State.
Did you say sans? I like that. Keep going.
The two teams that are most comparable to them in the league, they've gotten probably their best shot. But, like, they can't even beat these teams when they're, like, that's what is so crazy about this to me, is that they haven't just stumbled into a win.
Well, that is absolutely true. Just the sheer luck of not getting a win is amazing to me.
And that's why, I mean, that's why.
Because it's not like they're trash players, you know? There's talent on that team.
But that's why it's so rare for teams to go over in the league, is because, like, sometimes it's just somebody had a bad night and all of a sudden you just hit one shot that you needed to hit.
Wait,
you know?
You know in Superman or in Spider-Man with Miles Morales, yes, I am quoting a movie right now, but he gets every question. He like hands in his test. He's like trying to get out of this school that he doesn't want to go to, and he hands in his test and he's gotten every single question wrong, and the teacher's like, "You know, the thing about the true false is that even if you're going to guess, you're going to get 50%. And then she writes like 100% on there. Like, even if you just show up, you're probably going to win a game.
Right. And that's where.
Yet here we are.
But that's what's so crazy about the whole deal to me, is that, like, even on these nights when they've played some of these teams that play, like, they just play awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that Baylor game, like, it's played awful.
Yeah.
You know, and still lost. And that's like, that's what I can't understand now. And that's where it almost is like the basketball gods are punishing them for some reason. And I don't know what it is. You know, I don't know why that is. But they just have, like, no goodwill.
Yeah, it's not good.
That
right
has
now
gone their way. And, like, I know Alex Kukin was tweeting about the KenPom luck stat last week. And I know that's not actual luck. But, like, you got to get lucky sometimes.
I know,
just,
right?
Like, you end up winning a game. And
right.
They can't get any luck whatsoever to where anything goes their way.
Can't buy a basket.
Crazy. It's bad. But it is March 1st, which means March Madness is upon us.
And I'm strangely excited.
I am too. And this is why I want you to put your headset on, Jared, because I'm curious about this. So I think we can all agree that Gonzaga is the clear number one, right?
I don't know about that.
You think Michigan?
I think Michigan's pretty damn good.
I think Michigan. I just don't think Gonzaga plays enough people.
Well, okay, that's fair. Okay, so let's put Gonzaga and Michigan up there. Okay. And then there's everybody else. I mean, even at this point, I think Baylor's...
I think Baylor still belongs in that tier, but
I think it's going to take
them some slack.
Yeah, I cut them slack too. I think it's just going to take a little bit. I think by tournament time they'll be all right.
Yeah,
but right now.
Oh yeah.
So, but I think the drop off is exciting to me because I think everybody else, it's like a free for all.
Yeah.
And I know we talked earlier about how up until this point basketball season's kind of been a meh.
Yeah.
But I think it can make for a wild tournament.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that why you're excited?
I'm excited for
it. But this is what I wanted to ask you, because I'm assuming you've looked at the contingency plans and how replacement teams are. Have you not?
Not really. I mean, it doesn't really matter to me right now.
Well, I'm just curious about it. Like, what you think of how it'll... Have you looked at it?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. So,
How they'll replace... I did kind of see it, but not my concern when...
When we're not. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So this is generalizing a little bit, but basically, if you're an automatic qualifier, you can designate a team to step in if after, I think it's 48 hours after they announce the brackets, if you fail a, you know, like COVID testing, the conference has a replacement team that they plug in.
Oh.
And then that conference team, or that second team goes in.
Interesting.
So,
School pick the team?
I think it's the conference.
Oh, man, I was going to say, because that would be awesome. If it's like, you know, it's like the Ohio Valley Valley or something right. like that, and it's Murray and Belmont, and like they're the two, and you know whoever it is, they're like,
not them.
No, you're not going. You're our rival. Yes. We'll pick someone who didn't win a game before we pick you.
So I think it's my understanding it's a conference, so they designate. But what I understand is it's only 48 hours after they announce, and then after that, it becomes a forfeit situation.
So if they if they fail the COVID tests 48 hours after
the selection Sunday,
because the games start when?
The following Friday. Yep.
Yeah. Oh,
because they're starting on Friday this year.
Okay.
Which is another change.
Okay.
So it'll be interesting because there could be some, and I think the seeding could change at that point too.
So I think it does.
See, that's what I didn't understand. But I think it's a difference between the automatic qualifiers and like different leagues with different.
You can't change the seeding.
See, this is what I...
Because I'll have already filled out my bracket.
But they're all in one place.
So is CBS going to have another four-hour seating?
See, but that's what would be interesting, because it's like, I think if it's the at-larges, then someone like from the at-large pool can replace them, right? Like, that was lower, like...
But
that's where it's like, if a 15 seed all of a sudden can't play...
Right.
And then, you know, someone... could they replace them with Duke? You know, and like all of a sudden a two seed has to play Duke. Like
I love it.
That
yes.
would be awful.
That would be amazing.
Okay, like, hold on.
Like just wait until Iowa is supposed to play, you know.
Kentucky.
Right. Like, they're supposed to play like some team that won the Summit or something like that. they can't come. And then all of a sudden it gets replaced and you're playing whoever the last team out is, which very well could be Duke, honestly.
Okay, here's what it says. Okay, it says if there are COVID-19 issues with a qualifying school leading up to the NCAA selection show, conferences get to designate a replacement team that will be seated in the bracket based upon its own body of work.
But that's leading up to the selection show. That's before they even...
So that would be like...
That's before they've even announced the brackets.
So that would be like if March Madness got over and then that week between the tournament,
it says the contingency plan applies to the short period between the announcement of the brackets and the start of the games later that week.
Oh, okay.
But so it said leading up to the selection.
It did say that, but that's why I'm confused about this. I mean...
they can't just make it clear.
It's going to be madness.
This is really weird
clear
that
as
the
mud.
NCAA made something really
right?
confusing.
It's shocking. But I don't know. And the funny part is I was thinking, you know, what if some team... This won't happen, but what if a team wins their first two games because of a forfeit due to COVID? Like, it could just be bananas.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I hope that none of that happens, and I hope it's just a straightforward tournament because, I mean, we all love it for a reason.
I don't have the heart to fill out more than one bracket.
Breaking news, Delaware State is headed to the Final Four after every round of the tournament had to be forfeited.
It's going to be wild. I don't know. And I've read several articles and I left more confused. I initially just read the bullet points that the NCAA issued and then I was like, well, but what about this? And then I read that I shouldn't have read more. I should have just stayed with my first level of confusion.
I think is fun is that there are those, like there's usually like one team that we look at and it's like they are the clear favorites, but I think that there's the three, and then there's like a tier two that on any given night they could probably beat anybody in tier one, but they're not, but they also have some inherent flaws that like could prevent them from being able to they could get upset. Like Iowa is a team that I think could beat anybody in the country
also,
but also
could
lose
teams. Okay, wait, I have breaking news. According to Sports Illustrated, once the bracket is finalized and released, teams will not be reseeded. But that's not what they. That's also contrary to what they say later. So it doesn't. I don't know. Point is, we're gonna find out.
So no breaking news.
Sorry.
That was a CNN cryon type breaking news right there.
We're gonna find out. It's gonna be wild.
Yeah, but no, I think.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you're good.
But I did.
I just think that's like what's cool about this tournament is like we still don't know who the fourth number one seed is gonna be. I mean, I think it could get to Selection Sunday and we're all like, who the hell is the fourth number one seed?
Yeah.
Because no one has really earned it. You know?
Can we petition not to make it a six-hour selection show? I'm so done with that.
Yeah.
Someone release the brackets early.
I think this
should
be the year.
Just to give it to us. We don't need any
just
more waiting.
Just put the whole thing up. Let us take a picture of it and then...
We can deal with it ourselves.
Peace out.
Yeah.
Then break it down after that.
I'm cool with that. Okay, enough basketball. Let's talk about Cyclone softball. Okay. Did you see the weekend?
Yes.
Holy smokes. They went 4-1 over the weekend in Arizona. Their only loss was to a ranked Arizona State team. Mm-hmm. No big deal. Sammy Williams, in that loss, went 3-for-3 with 2 home runs and 3 RBIs.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
She also had 5 RBIs, no big deal, in the game against Portland State on Friday. She is on fire.
She is crazy on fire. I watched an interview where she was like, yeah, I was just surprised that I was like Big 12 Player of the Week because it was such like a team.
Yes.
Team effort. Right. And it's like, oh, sweetheart.
But I legit think she is oblivious to this stuff because I asked her about, you know, were you guys aware of the fact that you were on pace for the best start? And she's like, yeah, I mean, we kind of knew it was out there, but I guess when it happened, we didn't really sign. I'm like, what? What? But now they're at 13-2 on the season. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know how you feel about this, but between the Cyclone softball team and the Cyclone basketball team and swimming and diving, did you look into this?
Yes.
Okay. They're doing well too. I don't know a damn thing about swimming, admittedly.
I had
intentions.
Trouble.
You had intentions of looking?
Well, I struggled to break down the analysis that I found.
Were you a swimmer?
No, okay. but I'm a fan.
See, I don't know anything about it, so I need to work on that.
I really like swimming. I worked at Beyer Hall.
Oh, okay.
And there were just so many swim meets, yeah, and stuff, and I'd go out there, and I would work with like the lifeguards, yeah, and they would kind of like report to me sometimes, and so
you have exposure to it.
Yeah.
Well, I need to be better about swimming and diving, but I do know that I just think an unintended positive consequence of the men's basketball team, you know, is that there's just been exposure and also of the pandemic.
Yeah.
It's just that there's been more exposure because of platforms like ESPN Plus. At any given time, you can turn on ESPN Plus and there's women's sports on.
Yep.
And it's been really awesome. And I actually had this as a point in our outline for the pod tonight. And then on the way here, I was listening to Coach's Corner and I heard Coach Fenley say it too. Mm-hmm. Just that he had no idea, you know, obviously we want fans in the stands, but he had no idea how many people would be throwing on the women's basketball game. And he said, you know, maybe we've picked up a few fans. And I think, yeah, that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Cyclone women play their season finale on Wednesday against Kansas State. That's their last game before the Big 12 tournament. They kicked West Virginia's booty last week. Did you watch? I mean, it was a shellacking.
I feel like that was a long time ago.
That was Wednesday.
I swear I did.
I bet you did. It does feel like a long time ago. It wasn't close.
Yeah.
So they're locked in the 4-5 game in the Big 12 tournament down in Kansas City, which starts March 11th, I think, or March 12th. So that's right around the corner, too.
Yeah.
It's just been a fun spring of women's sports.
I just love the mention of Kansas City.
In the spring.
I know. It just brings, like, power and light.
I know, but I had a weird moment today. I woke up and I heard in my head, I heard the CBS college basketball theme song in my head, you know, the March, yeah, Madness intro. And I was like, it's March. And then I had this flashback to 1 year ago and I texted Jared about this. Like, the world, we just had no idea what was coming at us. And I hate thinking about it.
Yeah.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
We missed an entire year of March Madness.
And it was just... it just was so jarring because I think we all as sports fans look forward to those couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And they were just gone.
Yeah.
And we had no idea what was coming or what was going to come out on the other end of it. And I mean, we still don't entirely know.
Yeah. No, I know. I was listening to the radio this morning and somebody mentioned something about like March Madness. And I was like, well, that's a ways away. And then I was like, hold up. This March is the same March as March Madness.
That's the same March.
Yeah.
Crazy enough. Yeah. The same name even.
And I was like, but they've got like 12 games left. And then I was like,
No.
No.
I mean, our men's team has a couple of makeup games, I guess, in a very short period of time.
I mean, before what, though?
What, before March Madness.
Okay.
You know what I mean. I just wish we could all go down to Kansas City in the Power and Light District this year, but next year, maybe.
Maybe ISU goes to Kansas. Never mind.
Runs the table?
Yeah.
It could happen.
That would be March.
Right, Jared?
The March Madnessist.
Are you going?
No.
No. Are you sad?
No.
You better pack your... you better have an emergency bag ready. Like when I went to the hospital, snacks, underwear, It's all you're going to need.
Cheetah underwear.
Yeah. That's all you're going to need.
I think even if they won on Wednesday, I wouldn't go on Thursday.
If they win two games in the tournament, will you shave your mustache?
If they win two games in the Big 12 tournament?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me think about this.
There's no thinking, just answer.
They're going to be the 10. So right now, I think they're likely going to play Texas Tech in the first game of the tournament. So they'd have to beat Texas Tech, and then they would have to beat Baylor on back-to-back days.
Okay, so
if that happens, yes, I will shave my mustache.
Is this like when Chris said he would get a Scott Drew tattoo?
This will be just like when I said I'd get a Danny Knee tattoo. Or Barry Collier, sorry.
If they don't win the first two games, then I'll shave my mustache.
Okay, this is a perfect time to take a break. We've started the first segment and ended up talking about Jared and Elise's mustaches. All right. We're also brought to you by Authentic Brand. Authentic Brand is more than just your source for official Cyclone gear. With an amazing team of designers, Authentic Brand can custom manufacture polo shirts, jackets, caps, bags, and
beyond. Be authentic.
Not yet. You're too early. For your team or small business, check them out online at authentic-brand.com.
Be authentic.
No. Look authentic. Feel authentic.
Be authentic.
We'll be right back.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
All right, we're back and I'm officially sweating because we couldn't go a podcast without both of us sweating. What do you have in your sweatshirt? Is that chocolate?
Oh, who knows? This was under my bed.
Your sweatshirt?
Yeah.
I just noticed it. You didn't just drop it on your... She's sniffing it.
Well, it's old enough that it doesn't smell anymore.
I forgot to say what I was pissed off about before I came over for the pod. I can't believe I forgot to talk about it.
What was it?
Baylor, the women's basketball team.
Oh, I was watching that game.
I cannot, okay? That team drives me insane, as does its fearless leader. There's something about the way they are on the sidelines and the way they are to other teams. It's just very... what's the word?
Condescending?
Yes. Yeah. Disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because there's a fine line between just being pumped up and excited and, you know, like showing your own strength. And I'm all for that.
But it is sportsmanship.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they're very close to bad sportsmanship. Elise is taking a sip. How do you feel about it?
I know. I agree.
Did you see the offensive foul call on Charlie Collier?
No. Okay. I was watching it, and then Malcolm unplugged the Roku, so that was the end of that.
Well, let me just tell you what happened, okay? So I don't even know which Baylor post player it was, but Texas is on offense, and it comes down, and they call an offensive foul on Charlie Collier. And the Baylor girl had her arms around Charlie, and Charlie put her hands in the air, and they called a foul on Charlie. And I don't understand, except the only explanation for this is that Kim Mulkey was in the official's ear all game. I don't want to hear it. That's the only explanation. It was one of the worst calls I've ever seen.
Worse than...
Yes. Worse than being a foot out of bounds. I hope they get bounced in the tournament so fast, which I know is not good for women's basketball. I don't care.
I cannot stand
the Baylor Lady Bears.
I don't care. I hope that they get all their turkey sandwiches switched for Vegemite.
Have you ever had Vegemite?
No, I don't know. I was just trying to think of something.
I've never had it, but I've heard it's gross. Spam?
I hope that they get it all switched for hairy bologna.
What's hairy bologna?
I don't know. Bologna with a bunch of hair on it.
It's disgusting.
Well,
I was just saying, I don't think that's any specific thing. I think it's just gross bologna.
Well, I hope that they just have some unfortunate circumstances with their lunches, okay? Like their box lunches. Not enough to like make them sick or anything.
Just borderline disgusting.
I just hope it's off-putting.
Like
hope
whoever it stinks. Whoever made them forgot to wear their hairnet.
Right.
Yeah, just a couple of pieces of stray hair. I'm fully on board for this.
Right.
That's what you get. Can we talk about Simone Biles really quick?
Heck yeah.
Okay, so I don't know how we missed this, but she was on 60 Minutes a couple of weeks ago talking about that vault that we talked about last year that people were saying. And I'm not sure if why this is resurfacing now.
They were saying it was too dangerous.
Yeah, they were saying it's too dangerous. They're still saying it's too dangerous. Have you watched the video?
Mm-mm.
So go to 60 Minutes on Twitter, because all young people like us would follow 60 Minutes on Twitter, and look for the video. It is, I mean, the velocity at which your body is traveling is insane. Like, it makes you clench your butt cheeks watching it. Yeah. But the conversation is still ongoing of whether this is too dangerous.
Interesting.
Yeah. So the Olympics are set for this summer still, right?
Yeah.
I mean, she's still training
for it. I hope
she
does it with a middle finger.
Now, I don't know when they took the video of her. Like, I don't know if it was recent video or not. She's not going to land that thing yet. Like, she will fly flat on her face. Yeah.
Does she just do it into, like,
the foam.
A pit ball?
Yeah, the foam.
Pit ball?
The ball foam pit. Foam pit.
Pit ball.
Anyway, I think it's interesting that we're still talking about it.
Yeah.
It's still out there. It makes me excited for the Olympics.
Well, if she can do it, let her do it.
I agree with you. If her coaches and her specifically don't think it's too dangerous, like, let the woman do it.
She's an adult.
I agree with that. She knows the risk.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's pretty harrowing to watch.
You let grown men throw balls at each other's heads.
Well, you let grown men do this vault, and I can promise you she's stronger than a lot of the men.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just watch it. And tell me if you clench those cheeks.
Okay.
Tiger Woods.
Babe, I thought you were dead.
How did you react to it? I had a weird reaction to it.
I like missed it the night that it happened. I had unplugged that night. So I heard about it. I was driving probably to Ames in the morning, and I heard about it, and I like wasn't sure what had happened. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about him.
Oh, so you were getting like the next day's
news. Yeah. Okay. And so they were talking about him as if possibly he had died. And I was like, what's going on? And then slowly, as like we got
together.
As we got more information, and I was kind of switching back and forth between like 1350 and KXNO and trying to get a clear picture of like what was going on, because I just couldn't figure it out. And I think that kind of the way that like Dan Patrick handled it was good, where he was like, I don't want to make any assumptions. I just want to say that I'm glad that he survived it and wish him the best. But there were a lot of others that wanted to make assumptions about speed or, you know,
intoxication.
Yeah. Or opioids, something that he'd struggled with. And that's another thing that Dan Patrick pointed out, is that he has a long and painful recovery ahead of him for somebody who's had issues
addiction
in the past with being addicted to opioids.
Jared, we talked about this a couple weeks ago when we're talking about Kobe, just like how you remember a specific moment in time and where you were when you heard news. And I have a very specific memory of the news of him getting in the accident when actually his wife was smashed his car windows. And because at that time I've never been a super big Tiger Woods fan, because I always thought he was just this arrogant asshole. But then we find out he has a lot of demons, and he's human, and that his upbringing was really messed up, and suddenly it humanized him. And so he goes through that process and he comes back, and I found myself rooting for him, whether he deserved it or not. Like, he's a clearly troubled guy.
Yeah.
And then so this happened, and I like just went back to that, you know, the what it must have been like for him to go through that, and then to find himself, however it happened, in this accident. And I just, makes me sad to think about someone who has tried to better themselves and now has to go through this entire very difficult, painful process all over again. And I just hope he's okay.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I think that the amount of stuff that he's done for like the African American mm-hmm. community with golf is incredible. And like for me and for my family, that's something that is, that's something.
You know what I mean?
And like Serena's the real reason we watch tennis. Mm-hmm. Tiger's the reason we watch golf. Mm-hmm. And I think that, it's tough because he is in the place where he is. He's so great because of who he is and because of a lot of those things that make us hate him.
Yes. And make us feel bad for him, too.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, you think about Tom Brady, like people hate him because he's great. You know, and because of the things that have gotten him to be great, there's very few people who are great who don't have people who absolutely hate them.
Yeah, I mean, you're right.
Jared is...
I want to say something.
Go ahead.
Sorry, no. I think the cool thing about Tiger, and this is like, it's really rare for people who are basically superhuman, mm-hmm. where like that's where he was for the longest time, mm-hmm. is that he was unstoppable, he was superhuman. The best thing that ever could be, that could ever happen for him, I feel like, is that we found out that he was human.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you because suddenly he was human.
Right. Yeah. And it allowed him to have to face a lot of things.
Right.
For one. And then two, it like made it to where like there was a lot more perspective about like who he was, you know? And for a lot of those people, it's like finding out that they're human is like the worst thing that could ever happen.
Right.
You know, because usually it's, I mean, as bad as what all happened with the accident mm-hmm. and like that stuff was and like everything that had led up to that, it's not like he was like breaking laws, you know, like he wasn't killing people or something like
no,
that.
No, you're
but,
right.
Like,
right.
It's like where him like having to face those things like made it to where now, like I feel like he's probably a way better person. Mm-hmm. And like you can see that when he interacts like with his son
kid, yep.
and stuff like that. And,
yeah.
Like, how he just is, I think he's a much more appreciative of like everything that he has than maybe he ever was before. And like that's what I think is cool about him. And when I saw that that had happened, I was like, there was like an element of it. It was kind of like a flashback to Kobe, mm-hmm. but it was like at the same time, I felt like right away when I got the thing that said that he was in a car crash, it was like, I'd never had that feeling in my stomach that it's like, this can't be real.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, I feel like if he was in critical condition and going to die, that would be, we'd already know that.
Yeah.
So like, mm-hmm. I think he'll probably be okay. But
here's the thing. Now that you say that, I feel like the FBI agent who runs my phone and who listens to everything that I talk about.
Yeah. Siri.
What? How come they didn't tell me?
I just got an ESPN notification.
I did too. I got a bunch of notifications.
I got no notifications.
Well, maybe you had your phone. You said you unplugged. So maybe you were unplugged. Maybe.
But I would have gotten it later.
I don't know. You talked to the FBI agent. Clearly, they were asleep on duty.
They gave me an ad for something that my sister-in-law mentioned. I didn't even type it in.
No, this stuff, can we talk about, in 2 weeks for our next one, we're going to have a segment on this, okay?
No, we can't.
Why?
We rely on these things. This is proprietary information.
Shut up.
We rely on Google Ads, so to an extent.
Not in a bad way.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying, but I mean, I don't know. We don't want, like, it's funny.
It is incredible to me.
It's funny how Chris has told me before about people that get pissed at him and say, like, why is there,
that's
you know,
because you're searching
ads?
It.
It's like, because you probably looked at something that made you think that there's going to be lingerie ads on
all right,
here.
So we don't have to talk about this. I'm just going to say one thing.
Wait a minute. That's actually true. People are mad.
I know.
That there's lingerie ads.
It's
and there's
off
ads
algorithms.
For, like, male enhancement on your Cyclone Fanatic, but...
That's you. That's on you, bro. Okay, but here's the thing. What I don't understand, and the part that it equal part creeps me out and also amazes me in a very good way, is like the targeted ads I'll get are not things I search, but they're things, clothes, for example, are things I really like.
Yeah.
So they can tell based on what I'm purchasing. Yes, those shoes you're wearing.
My shoes, I bought them sitting on the toilet. Because I got an ad for them.
But
and
they
I was
were
like,
perfect for you.
They're perfect.
And you never, I guarantee
bing,
you never
bang,
searched
boom.
Like Cheetah Converse shoes.
Never Converse. But I had just bought something from Nordstrom Rack. And they're like, and we think you
it's
might
so
like
weird.
This.
It's incredible.
One time, so I'd search for this cookie cutter. For like,
oh, yeah.
We might have already talked about
I
this.
Think we did.
And then I get on Etsy, like for years I've been searching. And one day I get on Etsy, they're like, we thought you may like this. And it was literally the cookie
the
cutter.
One.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. I don't know. I mean, I'm not complaining
it's,
about it. I
it
just
is
think it's
beneficial
wild.
Sometimes, but also sometimes I'm like,
It's creepy.
Why didn't you tell me Tiger Woods?
Yeah, no, I don't know why you didn't get that. I got
that's
a bunch
so
of
rude.
Them. You would have liked to know that one. That's one thing you would have liked
yeah.
to know. Do you think he'll play again?
I'm sure he'll play again.
He'll
I don't
try.
Think
that.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
he's got rods in his legs now, but he also had a broken leg and he was just playing before, so I don't know.
Yeah, he's 45 years old. And, mm-hmm. like, it would have been one thing if this happened when he was 35, I think, even. But, I mean, he's just so old. Like, he's old enough now that, like, yeah. you got to wonder if you can come back and just physically play at that level.
And it's not like it's a torn ACL. I mean, he had surgery to put his leg back together, yeah. to reconstruct his leg, so.
Because it shattered into pieces.
And it was a compound fracture.
But Tiger, if you want to come to the Principal Charity Classic,
we will gladly accept you.
We will make a bobblehead of you.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. Like, Tiger will always have a spot where, like, if he wants to play in a tournament, he can. Like, mm-hmm. I wish that now it's like you sit there and you wish, like, man, when he won the Masters that time. Like, I think we all cherish that, and it's like, mm-hmm. Anybody who, like, liked him and was cheering for him, it was one of those things where it's like, man, you never thought you'd see this again.
Yeah.
Right.
But at the same time, when that happened, I was like, well, this won't be the last time.
I know. Yeah.
And
it's
now
interesting.
It's like, it kind of sucks that you might. It
might have been the last time.
And it's sad because I would hate if he had to go out in a way where he couldn't go out on his own terms.
Yep, yeah. I agree with that.
Why do I feel like singing, like, in the arms of the
like
angels?
A really sad.
Yeah.
In memoriam song.
Fly away.
It's pretty good, Elisa.
From me.
But now all I think about is the puppies.
Yeah. Oh, the puppies.
The thing I don't ever understand about that, though, is the puppies always look ridiculously sad, and then they'll sneak, like, a couple cats in there, and the cats are just, like, fine.
Well, it's because cats are always assholes, Jared.
Right. And
they
see
don't
the
get sad.
I see them, and I'm like, okay, you had me with the dogs, and then you threw some cats
don't
in here.
Don't ever throw the cats
Those
in.
Cats look like they have a nice life. I don't know.
Yeah. The cats are like, bet, leave me alone.
That's exactly right.
No one bothers me in this little hole. They give me food and they leave me alone.
That's all cats need. I don't need a cat. Thank you very much.
I'm sure cats are nice. Some of them are.
They make my face blow up, so.
Oh.
No, they're not.
I'm just not an animal person.
But you like cheetah print.
Yeah, I do.
As we've established.
Faux.
What?
Faux. Cheetah print.
Faux. As not in.
Not real cheetahs.
No, but you would. How do you spell faux?
F-E-A-U-X.
Yeah, that kind of faux.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you want to talk about Cyclones in the NBA quick before we sign off?
If you want to.
I mean, this is your thing, not mine.
Oh.
So.
Well, we had just, Jared and I had started talking about this, and I just felt like we didn't have enough time to talk about just very quickly that Halliburton is solid number two for Rookie of the Year, which is amazing, but also I'm sad that it's not going to be him.
Jared's wearing a Sacramento Kings, what do you call that, zip up?
Got my jersey last week, too.
Yeah, it's a cool jersey.
It's a full zip, not a half zip.
Full zip.
Full zip.
Or a yip, as Nora calls it, every morning. Can you yip my coat?
Oh, my gosh. So cute. Talen Horton-Tucker has, like, exponentially increased the amount of minutes that he's playing and also the points that he's scoring. He had an 11-point game against Golden State the other night and only really played 16 minutes. He kind of goes back and forth between playing, like, 16-30, back and forth probably the last, like, eight or so games. Tyrese playing pretty well. Did he not play the last couple games? Is he injured?
I know he played against New York the other night.
Let me take a sip of my
because I have
I don't remember if that was Friday or
I know I can't remember the Charlotte game or the Detroit game, but the stats both say zero.
That Charlotte game, they were up by 9 with a minute left and lost.
Wow.
That's not ideal.
I don't know that he played in that one,
yeah.
I guess.
Monte, kind of the same. Like, he'd been playing solid amount of minutes and then kind of dropped down to 15 this last game. But, again, just kind of, I feel like quietly playing really well.
Like the quiet assassin.
Yeah, yeah. A role player. Yeah. Like, definitely a role player. Doing a great job. Niang had his 7-for-7.
That was so awesome.
From 3, which was amazing. And has really been scoring a decent amount of points off and on. Had 13 against Orlando a couple nights ago. so those are kind of
You got something in your throat there?
Yeah, a little frogger in my throat. Matt Thomas not playing quite as much as he did last year or the year before. Nader kind of just doing the same thing. And then I do want to mention that Lindell and the Wolves got two wins in the last couple days.
Are they in, they're in the bubble, wins. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think they were their first two wins in the bubble. So good job.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's fun to see Tyrese all over the place.
Yeah.
Making me happy.
Heck yeah. And he is, he's going to be like a consultant. I don't know what they're calling it for JJ Redick's
correspondent.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. I listened to his first little interview and it was really good.
He's just the cutest.
He is, even though he's really into Top Shot. And I'm like, oh, God.
Jared's ears perked up.
I'm sure.
Well, Tyrese has enough money to afford to do those kinds of things.
Let me just say this, and I tweeted this.
Do your Beanie Baby thing.
Every generation forgets about Beanie Babies.
That is literally exact. I was talking to Leif about this the other day, and me and him were talking. He wanted to get in, and I was
it's
like,
"Too late, bro."
I was like, "Dude, I'm gonna be honest. This is probably a really bad time, to try and."
Oh yeah.
And I mean, he wanted to buy packs, and like, you can't buy.
Tell
that's a
him
whole other deal.
He missed his opportunity to get the Princess Diana Beanie Baby.
Oh,
the rest of them are worth nothing.
But that's what I literally said. I was like, "Dude, I feel like this is like the Beanie Baby.
It
bubble.
Is mm-hmm. worth the craze. Mm-hmm. This is like the McDonald's Happy Meal part of it.
And this is
it's only downhill from there.
This is the highest that they're ever going to be,
because that's why I said, I was like, the market is going to expand so much, like, and now they know how many people are into it, so they're going to just keep putting out. It's just like what happened with Beanie Babies. Like,
yep.
Did you, speaking of McDonald's Happy Meals, did you eat your Happy Meal that you were going to eat?
I didn't get a Happy Meal.
Well, whatever. Did you eat your food?
No, because I'm talking to you on the podcast.
You had so much fun. He had so much fun. He forgot to eat. You guys, he brought a hamburger and he's like, I'm not going to talk. I'm going to eat.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to eat.
He had so much fun. He forgot to eat.
Oh my gosh! And maybe he didn't even forget. He just chose not to because he was enjoying
it
so much.
Oh my God. I feel so loved.
Do you love us?
I guess I'll give you guys some credit for saying good nice things about my mustache, even though they were very backhanded.
I don't think they were backhanded
at
all.
No, I don't think they were backhanded.
They were legitimate compliments.
You asked me if the flow of women had slowed down or whatever it was.
I did say I don't want to kiss them.
But would Maybe you have said that? No, let's be honest about this.
Well, I was
going
to say, that's what first thought was like, did you want to kiss me before, I guess.
I was going to say that. Did you want to kiss him before?
That's true.
Answer the question.
Oh, that's true. I've never wanted to kiss him.
Arnold, if you're listening, this is not me. This is not me.
Okay. Elisa dying.
I know the frog.
You need to wash it down with
I forgot that I had a drink.
You do have a drink, and it's got a nice metal straw. I'm impressed. You're saving the environment.
Thanks, but this one doesn't have, like, a thing to keep it from breaking my teeth.
Yeah, so, that's a whole different story. Those are important.
It's scary.
It is scary. All right, anything else? Oh, and we're going to do some March Madness breakdowns in a couple of weeks.
Heck yeah, my bracketology.
Bracketology. You forgot the T in that.
Bracketology.
All right, well, the basketball season is winding down. Softball's just getting started, so go Cyclones.
Go State.